Thank you, sir. It's a joy and privilege today to be on this radio station again. I just want to thank the Lord for all His love and His mercy and His long-suffering to me and all my loved ones and all that we've been praying for. I got so much to be thankful for. I'm so glad the Lord is merciful to us and helps us even when we don't deserve it. And I'm so glad that He knows that we're but dust. And I tell you, He knows a man that's born of a woman is full of few days and full of trouble. And I'm thankful to know that He's in control of my life and everything's going on in my life. And I just want to just yield myself to Him totally, completely, that He might just give me what I need, that I may glorify Him, and I might grow in grace and knowledge of truth, that I might be a better light and a help to a lost and dying world. I hope and pray the Lord speak to you today. I want to speak to you out of the book of Colossians. It starts off speaking about setting your affections and your mind on things above and not on things beneath, not on the earth and the things and the pleasures of sin. All those types of things, if we've been risen with Christ, if we died to sin and we're hid with Christ in God, then we're to turn from the old ways that we used to run in and live in. And I tell you, we're to go and live a new life because we are new. We've been made brand new. And we ought not to, you shouldn't have a desire to commit sin. If you enjoy sin and continue to want to run that way, you just need to get saved, because there's one that's been saved and really born again. They don't like sin. They hate sin. It grieves them when they do commit it. There is pleasure in sin for a season, but when you get saved, you can't enjoy it. I tell you, you're going to grieve the Holy Spirit of God that's within you. He said, and we're not to do that because we're sealed to the day of redemption and we're to put off the old man. He said in verse 5, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, all these types of things. We're to put it aside. We're to say no to it. We're to not to run that way. We're going to be tempted because we're still in the flesh. We're still in the human body. And there's temptation that's in our in the world and that comes our way that Satan brings. And it's temptation in our flesh. It's rotten. It's vile. It's depraved. And we're to kill the old man every day. We're to die to him and not to obey him. We're to obey the Lord. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. We're not a child of disobedience anymore. The Bible said in Ephesians 2, you who were dead in trespasses and sin, He said He had quickened you, made you alive. He said you used to be a child of disobedience running in the course of the world. He said here that we're not to be that way. Verse 6 says, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in which ye also walked sometime when you lived in them. Said you used to walk. He said he's speaking to the church of Colossae and the church of Laodiceans. He was talking to these folks and telling them that we're to walk in grace and love and mercy, not in the old ways and not in the old disobedient child way, but we're to put off these things. He said, but now ye have also put off these anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. And book of Peter tells us that if you want to see good days and have a good life and live a good life, that we're to basically to control our tongues and keep our tongues from speaking guile and evil and things of that sort and doing things we ought not to be doing. We're to lay aside the old things that we used to do, laying aside every weight and the sin so easily besets us, running this race with patience, looking on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He said that we're not to have the same communications that we used to have. We're not to have any filthy communications and all these things, anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy. He said it's not to be so. He said, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. We put off that old man. That's what the old man did. And that's what the old flesh did. And we're not to continue in that. He said there's a difference when you get saved. And if you can't live a good life, if you can't put aside these things, and you really need to take a good look at yourself and be sure that you do have salvation. Be sure you are saved. The Bible said, and to seek you, the Lord, and the Word, and the Scriptures. He said, because in them you think you have eternal life. He said, now search and try your ways and be sure that you're in the faith, because there's so many that's been counterfeited by Satan, that's died, sinned, and went to hell. It's more than just turning over a new leaf and trying to do good and do better and all those types of things. And you really won't do any better till you get saved. I'm talking about really doing better. When He really gets alive in you, He'll live it in you. He'll live it through you. And that's the only way I can stay away from these things, is because He's living in me. As long as I keep my eye on Him, keep my affections on Him, then I'm going to do the will of God. But when I start thinking on the things of the earth, then I'm going to follow that old man, and I'm going to get in trouble, and the Lord's going to have to whip me. He's going to have to lay down the rod upon me because I become a disobedient child. And I don't want to be a disobedient child. I want to be a dear child, one that loves God, that wants to hear His voice, and one that wants to follow Him wholeheartedly. So that's what He wants out of us as Christians, and that's what He wants out of you. If you're not saved, He wants you saved, and He wants you to be truly saved and live a life that He lives through you. He said, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. That's the new man right here. He said, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, nor circumcision, nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ in all and in all, he said. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. We're to put on, therefore, the elect of God. We've been blessed. We've been elected by God, by the way. Whether they're saved, we've been called. We are chosen people, a called person, called people that He has called and saved. He's chosen us to be the Son of God, to be the daughter, the children of God. And we're to put on these things. We're to be a good representative of Christ, and we're to follow Him, and we're to live, the Bible said, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long suffering. Now, we're not perfect, and we're not to ever think that we are, but one thing we can do, we can press toward that mark that Paul talked about. We're to press toward it and to love and care for one another and really have a good, give a good example of a Christian. And Peter talked about it as well in his two there that he wrote, the two epistles of Peter, where Peter wrote those letters as well and talked about loving one another, and we ought to. It's all in the Word of God. And he said, above all these things, he said, first of all, verse 13, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. He said, we ought to forgive one another. Christ has forgiven us. He's forgave us of all our sins. We were in sin debt. We couldn't pay our debt. And we begin to say, have mercy on us. Have mercy upon me. And I'll live for you. And He forgave us of our sins. But then if we go like the parable talked about and be the one the man was like that, and he came to him and said, forgive me, I'll pay you all. And he did. He blessed him. He did not take his wife and children away, nothing like that. But yet he went and someone owed him, and he grabbed him by the throat and began to sell his wife and children to slavery, and until he was able to pay the debt and those type of things. And he said, well, not we ought to forgive one another because Christ has forgiven us, and be a good example of a Christian. Above all these things, he said, put on charity. Put on charity, love, put it on, which is the bond of perfectness. If you want to be perfect, if you want to press toward perfection, then we got to put on the bond of charity. We got to put it on. We got to really put it on. We got to love one another, care, not tongue in cheek, but indeed. And we can only do that as we stay in the Word. We got to be in the Word. We got to be reminded. We got to feed ourselves, and we got to and eat the Word of God and read about the love of God and let the love of God be shed abroad in our hearts in a better and greater way. If you've been saved, it's shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost. We're to follow that. That's what we ought to follow, the inward man, and love one another and love the world and love sinners. Just be a good example of a Christian. We don't love sin. We hate sin. But we love the sinner because they need Christ. And we God give us a burden that we may win them and we may pray them in. They also may be saved. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called into one body, and be ye thankful. He said, we've been called into one body, and we're to let the peace of God rule in our hearts. And the Bible said here, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. He said, let the word of Christ run you richly. He said, that's what you feed. That's what you desire. That's what you do. You read and you study and you seek for wisdom. Not you may think that you're better than someone else, but that you may understand the word, that you and admonish one another. You might be able to have good fellowship one with another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing with the grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, word or indeed, he said, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. He said, this is what we should do. We're to do whatsoever we do, do it in word and deed, and giving thanks to God and Father by him. He said, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. He said, the wife should submit herself unto her husband when he's living right, when he's doing right, when he's following the Lord, not when he's in sin, and not just because he says, woman, I said do this and I said do that, and just abuse her just by trying to be some kind of chief chicken, as my pastor's always said. And it's true, we're not to be like that, but we're to give them due kindness and love, and considering they're the weaker vessel, and to love them and care for them and love them like you love your own self. And the Bible said no one ever hated himself. It talked about that. He's talking about that as the husband see that he loved his wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And that's what he said. Wives, submit yourself to your own husbands as is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Don't be bitter against your wives. And the devil, that's the Satan in old flesh, is in the flesh, but the devil loves to set things apart. He loves to cause separation, and he loves to turn a husband against his wife or become bitter toward her and so forth. And a wife can be bitter toward her husband. But the Bible said, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. We're not to be bitter against them, but love them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is the well-pleasing unto the Lord. Now, children, obey your parents in all good things, all the things that are right. You know, the Lord don't expect a child to obey. The father said, go down and get me a bottle of liquor or so forth. You're not to do it. I tell you, if at all points possible, get out of it. But I tell you, it's sad that that goes on, that you have fathers and mothers that's doing that, using their kids to sell dope, using their kids to go down and buy them cigarettes and alcohol and those types of things, and asking them to do things that's not right. It's a bad example for them. And I tell you that they want a lot of times their kids to live like they live, but they put them in these types of things, and some don't care how their kids really end up. And that's a sad thing as well, because they too wrapped up in their self and what they can get out of life for themselves, and ought not to be. But the children ought to obey the parents and the Lord. It's well pleased to the Lord. And the Bible says if you do this, you'll live long on the earth. And God honors that. It's good for a child to be a dear child and to love their parents and do as they're told and do what they want, that their parents want them to do that is right. And just like the Lord wants us to obey him. And so here it says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Now, fathers, we can provoke our children to anger. We need to be careful how we handle every situation and take everything in and deal with it in the right way. And don't deal with them in our own anger, in our own frustrating ways. And it's something we all have to look at and work on. But we're to be no doubt firm, and we're to lay down the rod and punish them for their sins. I'm talking about in a good way. I ain't talking about abusing them and beating them with some type of rod and open up their flesh. That's not right. Never has been. But there's ways to discipline your children, and we're off to do that, because if we don't, the world's going to get them, and they're going to be overcome, and they're going to die and sin to go to hell if we don't pray them in. But we got to be a good example for them. He says, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. But I was thankful today for what we was able to read. My time's come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.